based on the land rushes, Dustin Byfuglien's okay for tonight? Or?
Yeah, we're hopeful of that. We've had a couple of setbacks in the last little while where a guy felt good and then kind of relapsed. But if he feels as good tonight as he did this morning, he'll be a player for us.
Paul, your position, has it allowed you to do the kind of evaluation on some of the younger players that you might look forward to next year? Have you had that opportunity? Because I think I remember you in years gone by saying you enjoy that opportunity to analyze.
We've got a bunch of different things going on. One, we've got some kids up that are playing early on in their NHL career. I think the thing that we're more interested right now are those still young players, but a guy like Mark Scheifele, Jake Trouba, who play important roles on our team, but they, you know, Mark's always played behind Brian Little. And with his injury, Mark now gets to play against the other team's best. And that's the real, certainly not necessarily evaluation, but it's about experience. We know Mark's a good player, and we eventually see him developing into that number one center that plays against the other team's best. But when Brian's in the lineup and you're trying to win every night, that's the job Brian gets. So if Trouba played with Enstrom against the Sedins last game. He's playing. We're trying to get him to that 25-minute mark on a regular basis. So those players that have been here for us for a year, you know, Adam Lowry. So if it's not Scheife, a little tougher on the road, but if it's not Scheife going out against their best, we'll send Lowry out against their best. So we get a chance for youngish players to play a different role. You be careful about how much you're evaluating a guy on game 5, 6, and 7. Or even your hockey team at this time of year winning games when I think through injury and the way the last months go, they put our roster up on the board. They're not overly afraid of us. You know, there's a lot of names on our lineup they wouldn't know. So you got to be careful about how excited you get about winning games right now.
Based on the role that you've now asked of Scheifele, what have you thought of done?
The offense has been really good. Clearly, he's playing back with Blake Wheeler. He played two nights ago a game against Colorado and Duchesne, which was as fine a game that I think he's played, and that includes the hat trick games, because he was really good at both ends. He was hard down low. He made good hard underneath plays, and then scored. So there's steps in the right direction with him.
Overcome a few different challenges, winning the first time after two. For your psyche, if you can get to 3 wins in a row this year,
Paul? Wouldn't that be fitting? We want them to play hard. We did in Van. We played hard and competed, and that's it. So we've got a structure that we want to follow, and right now it's more of a defensive structure, in part because we want to be a better defensive team, clearly. 5-on-5, we have been a pretty decent defensive team this year. But more so because this is the cheaters' time of year, right? This is the point guys' time of year, and we want to make sure that we're playing the right way for each other and playing hard. As far as what that does for our record, there's never a negative win in playing hard, playing the right way. But you playing the right way is the first and most important thing. So I would ask myself this question: were you trying to play the right way about 6 months ago? And it's a little easier maybe to squeeze a younger lineup to get them to stay on the right side of the puck. And they're learning their lessons.
Became a mental hurdle at all during the course of the year?
No, I never felt it. We never went into every game that confident that we just get out there and play, we're going to win. And that was true of the first win and the second win, and we didn't feel any way different going into the third. I mean, we've worked on that room, and they've worked on their emotions going out and getting that room right, that pregame prep. And we had a new dynamic with a lot of young guys in there. And it's not on the young guys, but just the dynamic changed. But I think in the last month we've gotten that back. We've got that room right. You know, they leave. Our first periods have been better, been stronger. So every team has its own personality. We seem to have, I think, in a good way, found ours a little bit here in the last little while.
I know your focus is obviously on your own team, but both these clubs have endured some similar challenges. Is that what you've seen from...
Right. I think both teams came into the year feeling good. They were both still young at the time, but had made the playoffs in a tough conference. And I think both, well, you know, it's easier for me to speak about our team. There's a different pressure that you carry with that. And in that 2-1 loss in November, It felt like a completely different weight than maybe a 2-1 loss the year prior, where you were just, you know, scratching, clawing. Your rebound was quicker. You felt better, and both teams maybe carried that weight a little bit. And they're both in a similar situation. So we're both going to do the same things here. We're going to go out, and both teams are going to work real hard. You look at their record in their last five games, they'd be good teams, you know, and played well. And we're going to try to do that too.
What do you hope your group has learned from dealing with the weight of expectation that you can maybe carry into the future?
So much of this is experience. It's getting going through it once, going through it twice. I think the pressure, to be honest with you, was greater a year ago in terms of being so close to making the playoffs and having 20 games left and every game was night and day. I think that was a far, far greater pressure. I think this one was easier to handle. I don't know that it was the defining reason for our season, but I think the pressure that they dealt with last year was greater. So every time you get a chance to go through that pressure and handle it and move on, get better.
There's obviously built-in motivation when you're fighting for a playoff spot, but when you're not, is it more challenging as the coach to keep these guys motivated every day?
Well, sure, right? I mean, there's no easy driver. There's nothing in that's sitting in your room. The motivation you have to find, you have to manufacture. It doesn't mean it can't be done, and you have to push different buttons and focus in different areas. But, yeah, when you come to the rink for both these teams last year at this time, I think go back to the last game of the season last year. You know, we had lost in overtime to Colorado, and they beat L.A. Yeah, they beat L.A. Those were two really happy teams playing each other in game 82 because everybody was fried. There was nothing in the tank for either team, so motivation's different. It's a lot easier to find when you've got some meat on the bone.